This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The London Underground Tube is finally going to run on a 24-hour schedule, at least on the weekends. Nonprofit London First estimates that late-night work and play currently brings in £26.3 billion annually, about 8% of London's gross domestic product, and directly employs 732,000 workers. New proposed regulations would bar debt collectors from trying to contact a person more than six times a week, and after a debtor dies, the collectors have to wait 30 days before contacting family members about payments. Some 77 million people, roughly one in three adults with a credit report, have a delinquent debt in collection. Consumer Finance Protection Bureau gets 7,000 complaints per month on debts, and 40% of them are over bogus debt. 13 states and many localities continue to tax the sale of groceries, which disproportionately hurts the poor. Average tax rate is 4.3%, which would be $200 for a family with an annual $5,000 grocery bill. Alabama, Hawaii, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and South Dakota tax at the same rate as all purchases. Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, Virginia, and Utah tax at a lower rate. Seven states are ending food stamp aid sooner than the government requires in Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and New Jersey. All have Republican governors. Eight states had discontinued waivers for extended food stamp aid earlier: Delaware, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Oklahoma, Indiana, and Texas, with Republican governors as well. The NAACP delegates voted to call for a moratorium on charter schools and did a convention of Black Lives Matter, declaring that such schools are increasing segregation, especially in the way they select and discipline students. Black families with higher incomes making $100,000 or more are more likely to live in poorer neighborhoods than even white households making less than $25,000. In 2015, black women's wages were 66% of white men's wages, compared to 77% for white women relative to white men, a racial difference of 11 percentage points. In 1979, the racial difference was only 4 percentage points. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.